where sun meets fun, nature meets adventure, and hot air balloons meet the open sky. The best memories are created in Indiana. Capture your perfect moments and plan your trip at visitindiana.com/summer.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two gets underway on The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. You guys have been great at participating again today. Tweets, texts, calls, lots of fun. And that always makes us fired up to have even more fun because you guys are interactive.
Oh, you Mike said the show, I said it was kind of like a maxim, like this show and this station. He said, show's more of like a dude's man cave. Like we say things, we do things that don't fly with our wife, but we still do it. It's kind of true. I would say so.
Yeah, it's like the living
room. I think y'all both gotten in trouble, right?
Don't start.
That's why I did it.
Don't. but would you say I gotten in trouble with our wives?
Yeah.
No, my wife has never heard this show.
I completely agree.
Never.
She's heard it maybe once or twice. But here's the thing. That's just another thing never, being never, married. Never. If I miss one morning and can't like reference when she says, did you see what I was wearing or when we went to this certain feature or whatever like that, it'd be a deal. But like, I've even said to her, do you read my articles on SportsMap or watch the video? She goes, well, I was going to tell you about the videos and what I would change if I were you. Other than that, no, I don't. I'm like, great. So it's equal. Good support. Thanks. Appreciate that. It's like we're in a banana hammock.
Real quick, before we get back to Ruckus Talk and take Manny's call, Kobe Fleener was cut by the Saints. That was from several sources. White Magic sent it early.
Not too surprising, right?
No.
You think Kobe Fleener's cell phone just received a call from a 713 area code?
30-year-old tight end? Do you need another one of those?
Nope.
You need a tight end, period.
Yeah, but you don't need a 30-year-old tight end.
Boy, he was good when Andrew Luck was good. And they played together at Stanford, too.
All right, let's take Manny's call. Manny wants to talk Capella. Manny, what's up?
Yo, guys. This is the only show I can listen to and hear about a guy gagging on a toothbrush. That's just fact.
That's so true. That is true.
Yep.
That being said, listen, y'all are talking about Chris Paul's mid-range game. To me, and this may be a reach, but I feel like what we witnessed last night was Chris Paul taking another step in his Hall of Fame career, because when those mid-range shots came, they came at a time where, like the caller said before you, the Rockets had missed four or five threes in a row. The Jazz were on the run. The crowd was into it. And then Chris Paul went to work and did what he does best, which was get to 16, 17 feet and hit jumpers. And I think that if you look at Chris Paul in the past, in those type of situations, when he was with the Clippers and even before that, he would defer. And we even saw that in game two when he had opportunities to take those mid-range jumpers to continue to close the gap on the Jazz in game two, but he deferred, kicked out to three, ended up being a missed three. You know, and I think going forward, if he continues to do that, I don't see Golden State beating the Rockets simply because there's not a whole lot of guys on the Golden State roster that can play defense well enough to contain Paul and keep him from taking that mid-range jumper. Now, Capella, listen, there's been a lot of talk about the blocks and, you know, how fabulous he is in the pick and roll and catching lobs. I would not mind in situations like last night where if a team goes on a run, throw it down to him and let him go to work on the post. I'm not saying he's Hakeem Olajuwon and you give him the ball every time down, but he's more than capable of catching with his back to the basket, putting the ball on the floor and making a move and something positive coming out of it. I've seen this more and more out of Capella's game, and it happens in parts of the games where it's like it's more of a bailout type situation. But if you've been paying close attention, Capella is pretty crafty around the basket with the ball in his hand, and I wouldn't mind at all. Hey, we need to stop the bleeding. Let's go down to Clint. Let's let him go to work, and let's see what happens. Also, Barry, one question for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Who do I have to talk to get the last stop to open back up? I miss that place, man.
Bro, I'm
in my
you.
20s, I was there three times a month. I've seen Pablo Francisco, Roddy Carrington, Joe Rogan, Dane Cook, I mean, the number of comics I've seen go through the laptop, it should have been a landmark in Houston, something that was going to be open forever.
Preach.
And for them to close is just...
Yeah,
that's
man.
All I got, guys. Yeah, have a good
hey, appreciate the call, man. That was great. Like, ran the gamut of stuff. And I'm one thing there on the Capella thing, back mm-hmm. to the basket, I did notice, I don't know if it was game three or game four, but he snuck a little hook shot in there.
Yeah, I was
over Gobert.
I was like, what?
Over Gobert.
Where'd you get that, big fella?
I think the question is, do you want to risk and encourage him to do that right now at this point in the playoffs?
Well, the bigger issue, Nick, is
he might be capable.
He's probably is, but here's the bigger thing, just to respond to what Manny said. The quick answer is, can't do it in crunch time because they'll foul him.
Yeah.
And then he's got to go to the free throw line. He's proven he's lucky to be 50%.
It's a great point. But yeah, I mean, I was... The thing with Chris Paul, sorry, I don't know what the hell, I just kind of freaked out there for a minute, had a stroke. But the thing with Chris Paul shooting the mid-range jumper is, he's right, it did come at the perfect time when they were struggling a little bit, but he's been struggling too from three-point range. I think he was 1-for-7 in that game, if I'm not mistaken.
Chris Paul was?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's not necessarily known to be that great three-point.
But he is a corner three. He's a 40% shooter for his career.
He's an excellent three-point.
40%.
A percentage means very... Dude, if you're not taking a bunch of shots...
For his career, not in a season, but over your career, if you're a 40% free-throw shooter, you're pretty damn good free throw shooter.
Free throw or 3 points? I mean,
three point. My bad. Yeah. But he was 1-for-7 in game one, or 1-for-6, excuse me. I'll get this right. He was 1-for-7 in the first game in Utah.
Salivating in the corner of your mouth, I'm going to call a paramedic.
And then 1-for-6 in the second game in Utah. So he went 2-for-13 on the road. So yeah, I want him taking those mid-range shots. Because that's great.
I think they're great.
My big beef that nobody's brought up yet, and I don't know if they talked about it on any other show, and it was one of the notes that I made, and I thought, I need to check this in the box score. Harden was just too sloppy with the ball. Eight turnovers.
Agreed.
The Rockets had 13 as a team. He had 8 of them.
Did he get picked, too, at one point by Mitchell?
He's got to take better care of the ball. You're James Harden. You should not be turning the ball over 8 times. Period. End of story. And if I have to watch him one more time, bitch and moan and throw his hands in the air and not get back on defense, he's always the last man down the court. I hate it.
That doesn't get you at all.
No. I want that. I wish D'Antoni would just call a timeout and pull him out of the game for doing that.
Kind of like what Toronto did when they sat down DeMar DeRozan. Like, if you're going to do something that really goes against what our philosophies are, then sit your ass down.
Yeah, or when Bellinger got sat down for not hustling out a double to a triple. Yeah, if Harden's not going to get back, he should have to sit for a while. I mean, they'll never do it because he's the MVP of the league. But somebody needs to pull him aside. And by the way, I know we got to go to break because we're late again, but I want to talk about it at some point during this show. Did you all see the video where he slapped Chris Paul's hand?
Who?
Harden.
No, I saw the one in the hallway where they totally were.
We're going to talk about this on the other side, but I want to see that video.
Hit me up on Twitter.
That's the one. There's a reason to be a little worried about that.
It's a big topic right now.
Yeah, it was a little bit scary, but not scary. Cowboys and Indians, Texan Kitchen, and the delicious food that they have out there. Guys, if you were hearing my voice and you haven't gone to Cowboys and Indians yet, what's wrong with you? They're 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen is a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food. And you're like, I don't know what that means. What it means is the menu is diverse and delicious. On half of the menu, you can get those Southern comfort foods like chicken fried steak. They've got burgers. By the way, this Himalayan Heat Burger, which is really that fusion food. Oh, it's one of the best burgers in Houston. You need to get out and try it. They've got wings and sliders. On the other side of the menu, they've got some of the best butter chicken in Houston. They've got chicken curry. Tons of food out there. And all of it delicious. All of it made when you order it. Made from scratch. That chicken fried steak that I had the last time I was there, they don't make it till you order it. The beef is sourced locally. And, man, it is so good when it hits the plate. And huge. The portion sizes are ridiculous. Ask them. If AJ tells you it's too much food, you know it's too much food, man. They give you a ton of food. Also, one of the show favorites is the non-quesadillas. I want to drop that out there. You guys need to get that. That's my appetizer when I'm at Cowboys and Indians. And if you mention ESPN 97.5, you'll save 20% off of those quesadillas. So try those while you're there. They've got a full-service bar. They've got TVs to watch the games. And if you want Cowboys and Indians but you don't want to leave the house, they can deliver it to your door via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub.
Get out there, 1901 Taft in Midtown, and try it. Tweet me. Send me a picture. Let me know how you liked it. You can get more information on Facebook at CNI713. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through hour number two, big show on a Monday. Lots to talk about, talking a lot about the Rockets. You guys are being very, very engaged suspects as you have chimed in with a lot of good points as we continue to roll on. Lots to talk about on and off the court with this team as they seemingly prepare for a Western Conference matchup, a Western Conference Finals matchup with the Golden State Warriors that everybody wanted. Please do me a favor, because I'm not regurgitating this like we have time and time again on this show, but read my article on sportsmap.com right now about what's to come and the fact that if you truly are a fan of this team and you've made all the excuses in the world up to this point, you got home court, take advantage of it. Show up early, scream loudly, stay late. Don't screw this up for a team that's worked very hard to get to this point. All I'm saying, read the article.
Word. Yeah, sportsmap.com. Go check it out. Click on it. Read it. Print it out. Sleep with it under your pillow. I don't know.
Glad you said under your pillow.
Yeah.
Go with that.
Mm-hmm. So the whole Harden slapping Chris Paul's hand, I thought was a bit worrisome for me. Now, I didn't see where they talked about it in the media, but if you didn't see the video, I tweeted it at Barry is Funny. I tagged you, Nick, on it. I don't know if you watched it yet.
Yeah, I just quote-tweeted it.
They're in the huddle, and they're obviously arguing about something, and we all know how demonstrative James Harden can be when he argues. He's kind of goes over the top. He's like me. Like, when I'm arguing, people are like, why are you freaking out? I'm actually like, I'm not freaking out. I'm just...
Passionate.
I'm passionate, or I use a lot of hand motion, so it looks like you're freaking out. So I don't know what the deal was, but they're arguing, and Chris Paul, you can clearly see him go, okay, and he puts his fist out to get a fist bump. And Harden says something else, then slaps his hand, slaps the fist bump down, like, no, I'm not fist bumping you. And then he gets more demonstrative, and he starts freaking out again. And then you can clearly see and hear Chris Paul go, okay, dude, okay, bleep. And he says the F word and then goes back to Mike D'Antoni in the huddle, almost to just say, all right, dude, shut up about it, to Harden. I don't know what happened. There was no explanation that I've been able to see. If somebody has seen it and you got a link, you know, send it to me on Facebook or whatever. But that's a bad sign if they're fighting like that in the huddle. And if you want to take it a step further, last night I noticed at one point James Harden gets to the bucket. He gets fouled. He lays it in. It was a pivotal moment in the game. Chris Paul runs up all excited, starts kind of, you know how guys shove each other, like, yeah. And he's doing that. And he kind of is, I don't know what he's doing to him. But Harden shoves him out of the way. Not a playful, like, all right, that's enough, leave me alone. I was like, dude, what's going on with these two?
And Chris Paul has kind of shown, because I've seen him time and time again in hallways trying to smooth things over with players on the opponents. I forgot who was the most recent. I think it was the
Clippers' backdoor locker room. Oh.
No, he was somebody that pushed him on the ground, and he was
Jamal Crawford.
He tried to smooth it out with Jamal Crawford.
Oh, really?
And Chris Paul is clearly a bigger star than Jamal Crawford, but he's the type of guy that kind of smooths things out. And he clearly tried to smooth things out with James Harden on that video by giving him the fist pump, despite having an heated exchange. And I think that's a part of being the leader. Yeah, it's not a good look by James Harden. I didn't see that video at all until you tweeted it.
Let me give you the flip side, okay?
This is what
happened with Dwight Howard, okay? Because it was extended tantrums like this from James. Yep. It was the fact that their personalities didn't mesh and James wasn't going to change. The one thing that I pointed out to you guys in the break that is something that just to monitor this with more interest is Chris Paul's still a free agent at the end of the year. Okay? This thing is not broken. It's working. So don't screw it up, James, by trying to be, you know, a little bit of a baby for too long and pouting a little bit and doing some of the things like Barry said in the last game, where I saw another instance after a made free throw where everybody came to give Chris Paul five after he made the free throw except James. Stop doing the petty crap and worry about the bigger picture, because you don't want this to nip you in the ass coming up next year when you need to re-sign Chris Paul, possibly go out and look at somebody else, re-sign Clint Capella. This thing's going too well to have someone put a fly in the ointment after you've been basically on quite a roll all season long.
And if it's no big deal, then you need to come out and say it's a big deal, because that video is everywhere. And if you're a Rockets fan and you haven't seen this video, when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's not good. That's not good at all.
You know,
like,
what would really build the chemistry? If he just went out and said, you know what? I was heated. I shouldn't have slapped his hand.
Yeah.
Chris Paul's a great leader.
He's my boy.
Like, I apologize. Even if he didn't have to say, I shouldn't have done, even if he didn't say, I'm sorry, but he says, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
That would just make the bond between him and Chris Paul and the rest of his teammates.
A Barkley apology.
Well.
Right?
Well, no, because he says, he didn't say, I meant to do it.
Yeah.
Or I meant what I said, because that's what Barkley said, right?
Kind of, yeah. I meant it, but I'm, or maybe I shouldn't
he should
have
just
said it.
Straight out apologize. Maybe you're right. Maybe he should just straight out say, I'm sorry, I was just heated, and, you know, Chris Paul's one of the leaders on this team, and without him, we wouldn't be where we're at.
You know what?
That was funny.
You're
describing Harden, and I thought you were describing Chris Paul, because they are very much a personalities like that when they're passionate and they feel they're right about something.
The difference is, I think Chris Paul kind of knows where he's at in terms of a player. Harden is still at his peak. He's still, without a doubt, the best player on this team.
Yep.
But and it's harder for him to accept that.
I think Chris Paul understands how the game is played. And in the heat of battle, you can get a little emotional. But he'll, like you said, he'll smooth it over after the fact. He and Crawford were teammates for a long time. So he was the bigger man and smoothed it over. James, we've seen a huge maturation process start by being night and day better than he's been on and off the floor starting with this season. But it's still a work in progress. And I don't think, and James is one of those guys, you know, from where he grew up on up, where maybe he doesn't play that way. And so they're still feeling each other out.
Yeah, I worry about it, but I'm with you. I just want him to come out and be like, hey, man, it's just, that's teammates. We're like brothers. We fight like brothers. It's no big deal.
He's my boy. Where things don't go right. Like I said, in the event they get past the Jazz and they face the Warriors, and I'm not trying to look ahead, there's going to be a frustrating moment for them. Yeah.
I mean, don't want to see the chance of that happening, Nick. They're not going any further.
You can't have that. I didn't see that video. I'm surprised immediately. I mean, was that all over Twitter? Because I didn't see it.
It was all over Twitter this weekend.
And that's the thing. Nick's here until he goes to the games. If someone's covering shoot around tomorrow, that question should come up.
It certainly should be asked.
If you want to be a journalist and not a blogger, stop talking about bad officiating and get to Toyota Center and ask a pertinent question, which everyone's talking about.
Yep. I mean, I would ask James in the locker room.
So no one asked that in the post game.
I've not seen anything.
That I've heard of.
I'm sure one of our listeners, if there was a rebuttal or somebody asked, but you know what? You ask it. I want to know as a fan, not as a radio guy. I'm not trying to stir up mess. I'm just telling you, as a Rockets fan, as a lifelong fan, native Houstonian, I'm watching that. I'm watching the MVP of the league and the star of the team that I root for fighting with the other star of the team that I root for, and I don't hear anything about it.
Should we be concerned?
They don't come out and say, yeah, what's going on?
That's how the Dwight Howard thing went south.
Yep.
Oh, everybody was giddy when they got Dwight Howard. And hey, now you got an inside-outside presence, big guy and the superstar. Everything's going to work out great. And it was the beginning of the end when they started to bicker. So as a fan, Barry's right. Ask the question so we can figure it out.
And I know we got to go to break, but one more thing I wanted to point out, that the narrative on Donovan Mitchell, it's amazing how much it's changed in two games. After that win on the road versus the Rockets, everyone was like, this guy, not only is he a shooting guard, but he's a point guard. Well, the last two games that they lost, the big narrative on the broadcast was, boy, he really misses Rubio and point guard. He's having to do it all. What's it going to be, guys?
And the other thing is Donovan Mitchell good enough? Shoot it well enough to be a shooting guard.
Is he good enough to be a point guard and a shooting guard, or is he not? Because in these two games, he's proven that he's still young, he's still a rookie, and he's not capable of handling both jobs. But everybody was just salivating over the one, which it was a great game, but let's not anoint guys after one game.
The dunk did that for sure.
Yeah.
The putback dunk did a lot for that game blouses when he tweeted that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that had a lot to do with it. We continue to talk about the Rockets. We can talk about a lot of things. Still got to get to the Astros, the other playoff series going on. Maybe even in a little NHL at some point, just because of the weird stuff going on in those playoffs.
I'm not doing NHL. You're on your own.
That's fine. But look, we're at the halfway point of the show. Don't go anywhere. We're going to continue to roll on. Second half should be equally as good, if not better, than the first. And right now, I want to tell you about the people at Greater Texan Health. You guys are out there, and some of you are suffering from ED. It's embarrassing. You've taken the pills, and now you're not seeing any of the results. Maybe you never have. ED is an issue many men deal with, and the people at Greater Texan Health are here to help. Greater Texan Health is going to meet with you in person and put together a customized plan to help you end ED today. Right now, they're offering a free confidential exam and testing. That's right, free. No charge to you. You set up the appointment. They confidentially will give you an exam and testing and then set up a program to fix the issues you're dealing with. All you got to do is call them, set up an appointment. Their state-of-the-art clinic conveniently located on South Main in the Medical Center right near NRG Stadium. So you can get there from the burbs, you can get there from downtown. And if the recommendations don't work, you get a full refund. So figure this out, guys. It's a really good deal. It's a free confidential exam and testing. And then if it doesn't work, you get a full refund. What do you got to lose? Well, what you could lose in the process is your ED. 713-554-4915. Just give them a call. 713-554-4915. Or go to greatertexanhealth.com. Greater Texan Health. Once a Texan, always a Texan.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, midway through hour number two. Big show. 90 in the rear view. 90 still to go. So why don't we continue to play ball? We've talked a lot about the Rockets, and obviously we should with the playoffs and the semis. And it's pretty apparent that Rockets are going to be making an appearance in the Western Conference Finals, which they did also in 2016 against the Golden State Warriors.
Chris Paul was up 3-1 before.
And with that, thank God it's cable, because the world's longest questioner, Kristen Ledlow.
I'm playing the question, by the way.
Good, because Kristen Ledlow needs to shorten her questions up quite a bit just to hear herself talk. But when you're on cable and you catch a guy in the heat of the moment, Chris Paul sometimes can let a little S-bomb slip.
You're now one win away from your first ever appearance in a conference final. Have you allowed your mind to go that far yet?
Nah, it's the process, man. I've been here before, 3-1. It went bad real quick. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, bleep. Yeah. Poop went bad real quick. And you know what? He was right.
Against the team that he's on.
That's correct.
Right now.
Because remember, when we were talking about all this in the Minnesota series, when they were up 3-1, and they asked Trevor Ariza, and he's like, you know, a lot of us, we've been through this. We know what it takes to close out a series. And he's like, oh, and by the way, we got a guy in Chris Paul that's also been through this, but on the other side, and we like to remind him about that.
This is no time to relax. Mac Daddy's like, when he saw us going back and forth, because he was asking about, he goes, if AJ can burp on air, why can't Barry crop dust the studio? And I was like, well, Joel's the one. Joel's gaseous clay over there. And and then Joel was like, you, sir, can kiss my ass. That's fake news. So we were, arguing, and Mac Daddy was like, look, now I'm worried between you. I need one of y'all to come out and apologize to the other one. Look, we're like Harden and Paul, which I did think about that. I was like, well, you know, Joel and I fight.
Yeah.
And we argue, and we don't get along all the time, but we still do our jobs. And so I was like, maybe it's not that big of a deal, but still, it seems to carry over. Like, that was the first game in Utah. Now the second game, when the whole...
It's going to take one of them to put it past them. I'm assuming it's Chris
Paul.
Chris Paul's going to have
to be the better person.
And the thing is, Barry, obviously, we don't get, like, heated once in a blue moon.
We've had one big dust.
Big one. Other than that, it's just, we agree to disagree, and we leave it there. I don't think those guys are at that point.
Yeah. I tell you what, if either one of us put the pound out and the other one slapped it...
Yeah, that would stir it up.
I do remember when Chris Paul says, man, I know, Clint Capella can get tired of us telling him what to do and where to be and where to stand sometimes. And then I looked at Clint Capella when he said that. This was in the first series, and he kind of, he not roll his eyes, but he kind of looked up and looked down, you know what I mean? So even, but, I mean, for someone like Clint, who's only, what, 22, 23?
Yeah, young dude.
I think I'd kind of expect to take that kind of direction from someone like Chris Paul, you know what I mean?
You do, but until you get the money he's about to sign for,
exactly.
And that could change
Harden
the dynamic.
Is not there. Harden's already past that point.
Well, somebody needs to tell Harden where to be on defense. Clint Capella needs to be like, bro, you need to you
or
need
Mike
to
D'Antoni
somewhere.
Needs to tell him to get back in transition when he gets.
God.
You get a lot of calls you're not supposed to get. Get your ass back down on defense when you're supposed to. So, I mean, it's gonna take some personalities. That's gonna require some flexibility. You know what I mean? Like, it's not gonna be that easy.
You bring up a great point, because as much as he does flop and get calls, when you flop and don't get calls, That's called karma. That's called balance. So just put your hands down, get up off the floor, and run back on defense. Eric Gordon is bad about it, but I think Mitchell said something about Harden actually doing that too much.
And I tweeted it, and then I can tell you how this goes. The team had a problem with the fact that a local TV member of the Utah media contingent was waiting for the team to come off the floor last night after the loss as they went from the floor to the locker room. In the process of doing such, Donovan Mitchell had some expletive-laden comments about James Harden, which the audio was pretty clear when he was coming off the floor. And the Jazz probably had a problem with it. So they mentioned it to the TV guy who had to take the tweet down. But the, shall we say, the politically correct Utah television guy's interpretation of what was said was that Mitchell said, quote, if that's what he needs to win the MVP with, so be it.
Mm.
So believe me, there were some F-bombs. There was a little bit more to it, but obviously it's not there anymore. But I was able to catch it before he had to take it down. And I can tell you that it's the same thing with the Rockets. Adam Wexler likes to wait right by the Rockets' doors to the locker room, and he gets the players as they come off the floor just to capture that emotion as they're getting ready to wind down. But media people don't like that. And so I'm sure they got caught with their pants down because what he said they didn't want to get out there. But you could tell during the game. There was a time where Donovan Mitchell got the hoop in some harm. And as he's going to the line, he bumped shoulders with Harden.
Yeah.
And Harden decides to go after him on it and start talking like, you better not do that again, stuff like that. And Mitchell was like, I mean, what are you talking about? And just kept pressing on to play the game, which is the way he's supposed to handle it. He is very, very mature for a kid his age. But at the same time, look, for as much as James does a lot of that kind of gamesmanship type stuff, I know you're trying to send a message to the kid. Maybe you're seeing if you can get in his head. But some of it, he just needs to focus on doing what he does so well, and that's just play the game.
Yeah, he gets too caught up in some of that stuff. I feel like he, for all the way he tries not to be emotional, he gets pretty emotional. He tries to, he likes to give a cool, calm demeanor, but I don't know. I mean, he's a pretty emotional cat for me.
Yeah, for me too. I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, the biggest thing with him is that for all the growing he's done and the maturing, he's still got work to do. On that front. And so it's not like it's not impossible for him to get there. It's just going to take some more time.
Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about DJ Khaled. I got questions I need answered.
All right.
Okay?
Sure.
I need answers, damn it.
Okay.
All right.
There you go. DJ Khaled's on the front burner as we come back, and we've got more to get to as well. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Hawk Security. If you're a father like me, you got children, you got a wife that works some crazy hours, you want to make sure that everything's okay at your house. You need to make sure that your family is secure, your house is secure, your valuables and your loved ones, they're all secure. Hawk Security could do that for you. It's smart home automation that gives you peace of mind knowing your family and your home is protected at all times. It's 24/7 protection. You owe it to yourself to give them a call. Call Hawk Security, 281-947-HAWK. That's 281-947-HAWK. I mean, they do everything that you worry about in life. They take care of it all. It's video surveillance. It's burglary and intrusion detection, life safety, and even fire detection, all taken care of with one company and one system. I mean, the first 100 people that call in right now, they're even going to do a special promo code to make it even more important that you give them a call. Just mention Nate, N-A-T-E, when you give them a call. You get a free doorbell camera and installation when you get the Go Hawk Smart Home Package. It's a savings of $400. $400, but you need to call 281-947-HAWK right now. 281-947-4295. With Hawk Security, real-time alerts. You can see who's at your door without having to move. You don't even have to be home or move a muscle, and you can see exactly what's going on in and around your house. So stop wasting time. Call them right now, 281-947-4295 or 281-947-HAWK, and get that $400 savings when you get that Go Hawk Smart Home Package. Call them right now, mention Nate, and get a super offer you're only going to get right here as part of ESPN 97.5. Again, the promo code Nate, 281-947-HAWK, and also check out hawksecurity.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
DJ Khaled!
Yes.
Yeah.
All I do is win.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, almost done with hour number two, 3 hour show. Then we get down to four. Blitz takes you home till seven. It's all right in one location, ESPN 97.5. Rockets practicing late today. They came back after the game last night. So they are practicing as we speak. Hopefully, Mark Berman and others have asked Chris Paul and James Harden the pertinent questions, which we've already pointed out for them they need to ask as game five is tomorrow night. You wanted to get to something about DJ Khaled.
Yeah. So he... that was weird. That was you on the stream. So DJ Khaled was doing an interview with the Breakfast Club. And I'm only going to... So if you have kids in the car, first and foremost, not earmuffs.
We need to stop giving the disclaimer.
Why?
Just spit it out. Who cares?
Like you should know by now?
Yeah, if you're a suspect
and
you're listening.
Well, this is like, you know me, I'll pretty much say anything. This is a subject that it warrants, I think, the warning. You know? So if you do have kids in the car, you should go ahead and pull over, kick them out, and then just drive off. And then you'll
like
be
if you're
good
on the highway,
go.
Just have them stand on the shoulder.
Yeah, just and tell them you'll be back in a minute. You'll come back in a segment or two. So DJ Khaled goes on the Breakfast Club. And I didn't watch the whole episode. I just know I've got the quote in front of me, and I know apparently the conversation came up about oral sex. And the question was basically, does DJ Khaled like to visit Virginia with his wife? And this was his quote. "It's different rules for men. We the king, so there's some things y'all might not want to do, but I got it. But it's got to get done. I just can't do what you want me to do. I just can't." So this dude comes out and basically says that he does not have oral sex with his wife. He expects it. He gets it from her, but he won't return the favor. In 2018, well, first of all, let me say this. I was surprised that there's something he won't eat because he's a big guy.
Nick, I think he's on this. He's sponsored by Weight Watchers,
well,
too.
I don't know.
That's a shocker to me.
That's just more money in his pocket.
As fat as he is, I was like, wow, well, good for him. He's actually showing some self-control.
No skinny person has ever been sponsored by Weight Watchers ever.
No. Yeah. They're not going to.
Kirstie Alley? Nah. No. Charles Barkley? Nah.
Oprah owns it. That should tell you everything you need to know. But so that's rule number one, or thing number one. My thought was, oh, wow, okay. The second thing that I immediately popped into my head, and I'm going to speak from my own personal experiences. Bro, you're too ugly not to visit Virginia. You're too ugly dudes should be performing oral sex on their women. That's just...
But...
You're too ugly to not do that.
But how many ugly dudes that are ridiculously rich?
Yeah.
That's the factor.
I don't care. He's married.
He's probably the king in this situation.
Yeah.
Evidently.
Yeah. That was the quote, "We the king."
Yep.
Man, you should be doing that. Like, I'm sorry. You're not smooth enough. You're not handsome
enough.
I'm
assuming that's a Charlemagne question.
Probably.
So he's saying it's a take and take relationship, not a give and take.
Yeah. It's all give and no take.
Right.
Here's the thing, though. And I don't know if this is still the case. But when I was in high school, we're talking late 80s, early 90s, mm-hmm. Okay? And it's no secret, a lot of my friends were African-American growing up in high school. And I remember this conversation a lot about how black guys don't do that. That was a thing.
I've heard that, yep.
That was a big thing amongst my friends.
My teammates in college.
And I remember, like, if you go back and listen to rap music, they used to talk about all the time that they don't do that. Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
See,
that.
I could say some very misogynistic things about why, but I'm actually going to be good and not say because it's because there's a reason.
No,
and I kind of texted you about it.
Yeah, you did. So you asked. No, I'm going to read the text. You brought it up. I wasn't going to.
Well,
you mentioned
read,
it. You can't
read,
do that
Barry
to the
read
people.
This text from somebody. I don't know who this person is.
It's a little late now. But he basically, I mean, your point, which is a fair one, I guess. What if down there
it doesn't smell right?
No.
It looks like a crime scene.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm telling you. And I said it might be that.
Because she's had a kid. I said unless she gave birth to a porcupine, it shouldn't matter. And I doubt that she did. So I don't know why. There's no real good reason. I'll tell you this, and I need my black delegates to call and validate this if it's true or not. But this was what my black friends would tell me in high school. The reason they didn't do that is because you might as because of what's visited that location, the junk. They felt like that it was just a one-off of. You might as well.
Indirectly, you're tasting your own.
Yes. Or another man or whatever. It's a great way to put it. Which is so stupid. If you're dating a woman that would be the case, she never bathes and you shouldn't be dating her anyways. Like, I never understood that logic. So I'm just curious if that's still a thing in 2018 where guys don't do that.
I think it's the visuals. It's the visual aspect.
You think it's the way because it might look.
That's what I think.
Really?
That's my personal opinion.
I don't think so.
I don't know that's the case. Because I can tell you that the main reason that I was always told was what Joel said. It's like getting it secondhand from another dude. It's like that's
or
stupid.
Or yourself.
I feel like the HRMP hotline's about to blow up.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It could.
I thought it was more kind of like
you got to warn them not to curse. Thing. Like,
I'll hover over the
landscape. Like you got to fight through all the shrubs just to get near it. So it ain't worth all that.
No,
I don't. At least I'm not the only one saying stuff like that.
No, I'm just saying for anybody that doesn't want to do that, I would say it's either that or there's an odor.
I'm because Nick asked me, like, bro, why are you tagging DJ Khaled on all these tweets? And I was like, because I told him, and that's when he sent me that tweet. He was like, well, maybe, you know, she had a baby. Maybe it just looks bad down there. And then he comes on.
That wasn't me, dude. That was somebody else.
No. And then he says, don't. He comes in here. He's like, oh, you didn't get that from me. What's the first thing I was about? Looks like a crime scene. What? Our buddy, friend of the show, Kevin Joseph, said, hell bleep no, that's not still a thing. We joined the party in the early to mid-90s.
Okay.
It wasn't the early 90s, bro.
Because you were there.
I graduated in 92. Yeah, you're trust me.
Can you look at the subject matter of this call?
I had a lot of black friends whose girlfriends, they liked me. So let's take Eric's call. Eric, what's up?
What's up? You know, you better call 911 because I'm going to murder that vagina.
Oh my God! Just hang up on Eric already. That is the dumbest, Eric.
That didn't take very long to hear something inappropriate.
You know, why did I think
I said look at the subject matter. Yeah.
I could just tell from his voice because I recognize his voice.
It was
going to
be corny. Yeah.
The interns.
Hey, what's up?
Got to do a better job.
She better call 911 because I'm about to commit a crime on that crime scene.
What?
Did you just do Fred inadvertently?
No, that wasn't Fred. I don't understand that. I really don't. I want to hear from the people. It's 2:55. We're about to go to break. You guys line up on the phone lines. I want to know, are there dudes in 2018 that feel like DJ Khaled feels? That doesn't make any sense to me. You're selfish people.
And to further that, is there any dudes out there that are married that used to do it but don't do it no more? Because That's not a thing.
I think in a marriage,
if you're old, maybe. But that's a two-way street. She's probably not doing it either.
I think in a marriage, what you used to do before you tied the knot.
Well, yeah, you get old and
lazy.
Know. Yeah, lazy is a good one. Yeah. That happens.
Yeah. Good luck. Thanks. Appreciate you setting that up for me.
You're welcome.
Hey, right now I know there's a lot of people out there that are looking for furniture.
Speaking of beanbags.
See, I just never would do that with a sponsor issue. Want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for a long time. Mac's been a staple in the Houston community. And look, he's in Houston. You're in Houston. He wants you to come there whenever you need any kind of furniture for any room in your house. And the biggest thing is that he's customer service based. What he tells you he's going to do, he's going to do. What his customer service representatives are going to do is they're going to work with you through every part of the process. That means from the payments to the style you're looking for, the decor of your house, the items that you're looking for in a certain price range, and then the delivery options. And and everything else that goes with it. That's what Gallery does. They make sure that they cater to you so that you come back to them whenever you need furniture. They have three locations conveniently located across the Houston area. It's the mainstay, I-45 North exit, Tidwell Parker, both ways, where Max sits at the front desk. Or you can get one of the other two locations in the Galleria area right off of Post Oak. Or you can get to the Grand Parkway location between Katy and Sugarland. Whatever the location you go to, you're going to get the same kind of service, and you're going to get the same quality furniture. It's all American-made solid wood. It's leather and upholstered furniture from brands like Stickley. And they're going to make sure that they take care of you every step of the way. That means if you buy today, you get tonight. Within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase, the delivery is going to be at your door. There are no backorder slips. So what you see is exactly what you're going to get, and you're going to get it that same day. And they make sure that they get the prices that are competitive for furniture that's going to last. And they make sure that they do things like the Astros promotion they did last year. They're doing again this year. You buy $3,000 or more with a bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedic. And if the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free, free, free. That's just the way they do business. And the most important phrase that Mac uses is exactly what they live by every day. You buy today, you get tonight. But the most important thing is Gallery really will save you money.
I'm the cream of the crop. I rise to the top. I never eat a pig because a pig is a cop. Or better yet, a Terminator.
Now with McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.